Everything that happens to me, you, and everybody, God did it. Thank God for God. Like Pastor Patricia Benjamin says, I love God, I love Jesus, won't take it back. You are listening to WGUM, Glory United Ministries, coming to you every Thursday morning. Yes, indeed. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this program.
Yeah.
Yes, friends, God did it, and we are here. God gave us his son. Let's take a moment for a word of prayer. Lord, we want to thank you for just another day in your glorious world of worlds. Thank you, Lord, for recalling us from the world of dreams and bringing us out here where we can tell others at any point in time about our love for you and our love for Jesus and all those who serve him. Lord, we know that in order for Jesus to accomplish his mission, that we have to spread the word and let people know that salvation is here and now. We know that people need not be distracted by their problems, by the promises of others, in some cases, by the prayers of others. But Lord, we want your blessings and answer your blessings to rain down from heaven above. Lord, we know that many of us are facing and dealing with and grappling with the infirmities, sometimes of how we lived, sometimes of how we wanted to live, and sometimes because it's necessary, Lord, for us to go through. Lord, before this program began, I looked at what Job went through. And he was sitting in his house, Lord, as you know, and four individuals came from different directions and places and told the calamities that had befallen him and them. Lord, we sit before you full of love, integrity, and appreciation, and thank you for all that you have done, all that you will do, and most importantly, Lord, all that you are doing. Our hearts are filled with gratitude and joy to be in your presence. In this moment, Lord, we ask that the windows of heaven be open wide and that your blessings, Lord, cascade down upon us, especially for Pastor Benjamin's nephew. Lord, we thank you for the miracle that you gave. And Lord, we ask in this moment that every single year that was taken away because of his heart challenge, that it be restored fully and completely. This, Lord, we ordain with the power and authority which you have bestowed upon us and declare that it is so. Lord, we ask that any and all ailments that we currently suffer, whether they are sore knees, sore back, sore hands, elbows, sore bodies, sore head, sore neck, Lord, we ask at this moment that the Holy Ghost not only rain down upon us, but that it fills us, and Lord, in this moment, from the feet up, from the head down, from the hands in. Lord, I feel that Spirit flowing. I feel the Holy Ghost flowing and surging, Lord, within my body. And I know that those on this call who delight likewise in the joys of heaven, Lord, I know that they're reveling in the flow and the power and the cascade of Holy Spirit that you are unleashing and unloosing. Lord, we thank you for allowing your son to be present, not only during the time he was on earth, but to be present now, Lord, invisible on the outer, but very much visible, awake, and aware on the inner. Lord, I see him before us now with his hands outspread. And from those hands, Lord, I feel and know that the great joy that he has and love that he has for us is flooding each and every one of us. So we ask that the powerful forces which you unleashed, Lord, to part the Red Sea, to rid the world of Sodom and Gomorrah. Lord, we ask that that power now be fully released and eliminate and terminate all pains, illness, suffering. That any and all dark beings, dark angels, evil spirits, minions of Satan, who are at fault and who are the cause of these problems, who are intruding, Lord, on our way into the kingdom, Lord, we ask in this moment that your holy angels set them aside. Send them back, Lord, to where they're going to be and lock the door and never allow them to be released in our time. Lord, we love you, Lord, and we know that you love us. And we know, Lord, our greatest challenge is to learn how to love each and every one in our lives. Lord, fill us with love and appreciation. Take away any of the blockages that we have toward anger, reactiveness, upsetness, joylessness. Lord, please eliminate those, we ask you, so that we may continue to shine in your glory. These blessings we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, listeners, I'm going to play for you a special request by Pastor Patricia Bitterman. And after the song, without introduction of the pastor, she will bring the message forward. This song is by Donnie McClurkin. You'll recognize it. Stand. Watch the Lord see you through. After you've done all that you can, just stand. And that brings me to my scripture for today, will be found in the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter. We may just read it in its entirety. Ephesians, the 6th chapter. For this is the month of October, and we know that this is the month that the children have a good time going from door to door, place to place, saying trick or treat. But I tell you, there is nothing like God, I thank you. There's nothing like knocking on the door of the heart of Jesus Christ, where there aren't any tricks, but we have a lot of treats. He is a good God. He's a good Jesus. And when we go to him in prayer and ask him for life, health, and strength, and guidance. I'm thinking of the song that Yolanda Adams sings, when we go to him and ask him for his guidance. And she said, especially today when my world, my mind is so cloudy, it's so gray, oh my goodness, that's a beautiful song. But I'm thinking about trick or treat. There are no tricks with God. God is an honest and a good God, a fair God, a faithful God. He says that he makes his mercies new every morning. There aren't tricks with God. There is only treats. For he gives us the sunshine and the rain. He gives us life, and life more abundantly. He is able to do against the odds. There aren't any tricks in the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob, and the God of Patricia, and the God of Gregory, and the God of you, and you, and you. There aren't any tricks from our Master God. Aren't you glad that in his word, where he said that if you would but ask me for bread, I would not give you stone. See, that's tricks there. You ask God for bread and he gives you stone. That's a trick. That's not a treat.
Oh, bless God. And he said, if you would ask me for a fish, I would not give you a serpent in the place of a fish. There is no tricks in our God. He is full of mercy, loving kindness, tender mercies. He is the greatest treat that you could ever knock upon the door to receive. And yes, his word tells us over in Revelation, I believe it is, said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone would open and let me in, I will sup with him. So he's knocking at the door of your heart. Don't give him any tricks. Give him treats. And when he's knocking through the door of your heart, the treat that he's looking for is you. He wants you to yield yourself, your members, to him. That is the greatest treat of all, is when he knocks upon the door of your heart and you open up your heart and said, yes, Lord Jesus, come into my heart today. Dine with me. Walk with me. Talk with me. Tell me how much you love me. Tell me that I am your own. That is a great treat. No tricks with the master. So I'm going to go into the book of Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Remember now, there aren't any tricks in Jesus. Just treats. I know the road is rough and the going is tough and the hills are hard to climb, but they are still treats in Jesus. No tricks. You don't have to worry that he's going to give you something to harm you. But everything that happened to me that was good, that's what the songwriter just sang a few minutes ago. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did it. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, when I was lost in a world of sin, he washed me clean and he took me in. He's a friend of mine. Friends don't give out tricks, but they do give you a treat. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever, for he walks with me and he talks with me. Victory in Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. There is no tricks with God. I can't express that enough, that if you're looking for tricks, then you have to go to the devil for your tricks. But if you need a treat, one of the greatest treats that you could ever receive in your life is to have Jesus on the inside of your heart. Have Jesus walking with you, talking with you, to have Jesus as your friend. It's no greater love than a man that would lay down his life for a friend. There was no tricks in him upon the cross. He told you that I'm going, but on the third day, he said, I'll be back. There was no tricks. Hey, God, just the treats from the cross. When his blood came streaming down, they pierced him in his side. They put a crown of thorns upon his head. Honey, that was not a trick. That was the greatest treat that we could ever receive, the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, precious is that drove, that washed me whiter than snow. No other help I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. That is not a trick, that's a treat. Oh, that he would but shed his precious blood, the writer said, for such a worm as I. It was at the cross, when I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart roll away, for it was there by faith that I received my sight. That was not a trick. That's a treat. So as you're approaching Halloween, think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done and is doing and going to continue in his way to do for you, you, and you. Think about it. The word Halloween. Thinking about the prayer that says, hallowed be thy name. Amen. I am truly excited about Jesus. I've got the glad glads that they used to say when I was a child. I've got the glad glads. Mm-hmm. I've got the glad glads today. My hour is ticking away, so let's read Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and the 1st verse. And because this is the time that people say that the enemy is at his best, that he's stirring up a ruckus and all of those things, and again, like I say, we are on the airwaves, so we have to be very selective in our words. Watch what we say. People like to sue you nowadays for telling the truth. But when I was coming up, they always said, call a spade a spade. But nowadays, with the law, the way that it constitutes everyone except for the Christian, pretty much, we have to be limited to what we say. But as long as I'm saying what thus saith the Lord, he'll fight my battle for me. The enemy will bring tricks my way. But God. Somebody say, but God. All right. Chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is in the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. I forgot to let you know that I am reading from my word Bible. So some of the words are a little New Spirit-filled Life Bible. Some of the words may differ from King James, but it all has the same meaning. Bond servants, be obedient to those who are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart as to Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good any one does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. And you, masters, do the same things to them, giving up threatenings, knowing that your own master also is in heaven And there is no partiality with him. Finally, he's gotten all of the preliminaries out of the way, and he's laid down the instructions, the rules, so to speak. He says, now, listen to this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is the time that Paul is letting us know that the enemy is real. The devil is real, however you want to call him. Satan is real. Lucifer is real. So therefore, he is coming after us any way he can, whatever form or fashion that he can stir up, conjure up against us. The devil is coming your way. So he's saying, so therefore, finally, my brethren, be wise, be smart, pay attention. Just don't be praying, but watch as well as pray, because the enemy is coming. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You have to be strong in the power of the Lord, not in the power of someone else, not in the power of principalities, not in the power of who you think, not in the power of the minister, not in the power of a friend at a lecture or conference or whatever they call it, not in the power of them. No one can empower you with the power from on high but God himself. That is a trick. That certainly is not a treat. Don't let any man deceive you and tell you that I can give you this power so that you will be equal and adequate to God. No, the power comes from God. There is a song that says power belongs to God, that there is nothing too hard for God. Power belongs to God. So then you have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Don't be tricked. Stay around in the tree. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. See, that's the problem. Many of us are falling by the wayside because we are being tricked. We are being tricked to believe that we are equal to God, number one. We think we are. Number two, we think we are equal with the devil. Yeah, we think that. I hear people say, me and the devil had a fight and I won. Well, the only way that you can defeat or win the battle that you are in or against the devil is that you put on the whole armor of God. Be strong in the power of his might, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to. That's the only way that you can accomplish this. Other than that, if you're thinking any other way, then I have a word for you today. Is there a word from the Lord? Yes, there is. Is there a word, prophet? Do you have a word for me today? Yes, I do. And the word is, you're being tricked. According to the scripture, you're being tricked. Oh, I thank God for this message today. So far, so good. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. That's why I requested that Brother Donnie song play, What Do You Do? But after you've done all you can, then just stand. But there is a way to stand. Don't stand empty. Don't stand naked. Stand with the power of God. Stand with your armor on. Stand ready for battle. Oh, God, I thank you. Don't just stand. He's not telling you to just stand and mark time. He's telling you while you're standing, be prepared for what's to come. What do you do when you've done all you can and it seems like it's not enough, but you just stand. For God has a purpose and God has a plan. Just stand. After you've done all you can, stand. But just don't stand as an empty vessel. Make sure that you have the armor of God. Oh, bless God. Come on and let's read that again. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that ye may be, take up the whole armor. Don't just go out there half-stepping. Go out there with a teaspoonful when you need a tablespoonful. Take up the whole armor of God. Why? Because this, you're not fighting a war in the flesh. You're fighting a spiritual war. And you cannot come up against the devil empty. You got to have on the whole armor of God. Because if you don't, he will destroy you. He comes with a bag of tricks. So you must be prepared for the tricks, the wiles of the enemy. The devil had no treat for us, the children of God. Only a bag of tricks. And the only way that you're going to be able to discern the difference between the tricks and the treats is that you put on the whole armor of God. Oh, my, I'm excited. It says be able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand. Let me see, I think I skipped the verse here. Yeah, therefore take up the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand, stand. Now, let's go down here to verse 14. This is how it's telling you to stand, children. Stand therefore, having girded up your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. This is the equipment that you'd need to stand against the wiles of the devil. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. One, take the shield of faith because the fiery darts are being loosed from the enemy's camp, from the devil's mouth, from his fingertips. The fiery darts are coming in your direction, but you've got to be able to have the shield of faith that you can quench, you can knock off what he shoots your way. Tell him, shoot your best shot, devil. I got on my armor. Come on, bring it on. That's what you should tell him. Bring it on. But now don't tell him to come on if you're not girded up properly. Let's read the book. The fiery darts of the wicked one. Verse 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I tell you, the devil has a fear and a respect for the word of God because he knows that the word is too much for him. It's the word that comes out of God's mouth. I just preached the performance of God on Sunday. The words that come out of God's mouth, things happen. just like he said. And I know there's a scripture that says, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. But when God speaks, something happens. Oh, God, we like this. Praying always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit. Why are they always speaking in tongues? We're praying in the Spirit. We're praying in the Spirit. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. See, he didn't say the ain'ts. The ain'ts don't have this power. But the saints are to gird up, because the enemy is coming against us. And the Lord wants us to be ready and prepared for the fight. Let's go down here to verse 19. And I'm almost done. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth and boldly take known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Look here, being in the Spirit, speaking by or in the Spirit, and singing in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, will be according to God's will through the Son. It is based upon God's character. Ways and words come from a clean heart. James, in the 5th chapter, in the 16th verse, I believe it is prayed in full assurance of faith, is asked in Jesus' name, such prayers will always find God's answer. So you see, beloveds, this is the month of October. And I'm not really involved with Halloween, but I am involved with Hallowed Be Thy Name. So we want you to be careful out there, because the enemy has a lot of tricks up his sleeve. But we want you to know that you can say to the devil, bring him on. Bring him on, devil. Because I have on the armor of God, and I am able to stand the wiles of the devil. So I will conclude this message. Dr. Scott, may the Lord God keep us as the apple of his eye. And may we be safe throughout the rest of the year, not just on Halloween, but throughout the rest of the year. Remember, after you've done all you can, stand, but make sure you're standing with the proper attire on. Put on the whole armor of God. And I tell you, any tricks that the enemy want to send your way, you got the treat. Because you got Jesus. Greater is he that is in you. So make sure to put on your breastplate. Put on your shield. Sword your feet with the gospel, and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. After you've done all you can, stand. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that inspiring message, Pastor, and we will stand. Thank you.
you've done all you can, man. Seems like it's never enough. And what do you say when you're from turn away and you're all alone? Tell me, what do you give when you give? Nothing left to do, you just stand, watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle guilt of your past? Tell me, how to deal with the shame, and how can you smile while your heart has been broken and filled with pain. Tell me, what do you give when you're given your own day? Stand when there's nothing left to do, you just stand. Once the Lord sees you through, yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. And be sure you're not entangled, you're not bonded. God has a purpose. Yes, God has a plan. Tell me,
Yes, Lord, after you've done all you can, just stand. You've been listening to WGUM, Glory United Ministries, featuring Pastor Patricia Benjamin, who delivered, as always, a stirring and profound message. I want you to go back now and read the chapters that she highlighted, because they certainly will give you even a great understanding. Now you have to have, and if you have the time, I want you to go back and listen to the sermon and glean all you can from it. So just stand. So we're signing off here now, and are so glad you've been with us. Thank you for listening, and we'll look to hear from you this coming Sunday, which would be the first Sunday of the month, when Pastor Benjamin once again will bring us a stirring message, and every Thursday. Have a great day and week until you hear from us again. This is WGUM, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott.